When psychologists Aaron and Dutton conducted their famous Shaky Bridge study in 1974, they discovered something fascinating about human attraction. Men who encountered an attractive woman while crossing a perilous swaying bridge 250 feet above turbulent waters were significantly more likely to call her afterward and ask for dates compared to men who met her on a stable bridge just 10 feet above a gentle stream. The adrenaline from the precarious crossing had intensified their attraction through what scientists call misattribution or excitation transfer theory. This phenomenon perfectly captures what Ian Kerner believes lies beneath our conjugal beds, a metaphorical shaky bridge waiting for high-stakes action, while most couples stick to the safe, predictable path. His best-selling book, He Comes Next, has become a cultural touchstone, praised by celebrities like Oprah Winfrey and recommended by relationship therapists worldwide for its revolutionary approach to understanding male sexuality. With over 1 million copies sold and translations in 13 languages, Kerner's work challenges us to become that woman on the shaky bridge, the object of desire who understands the psychology of male pleasure and knows which path leads to genuine sexual fulfillment. Men's sexuality is fundamentally shaped by protection, physical, emotional, and psychological layers that center in the pelvis but extend throughout body and mind. From childhood, males instinctively shield their outward growing genitals, developing a permanent sense of guardedness that manifests as pelvic tension and extends into emotional territory. The journey to manhood involves learning control, often at the expense of emotional connection, creating what many therapists describe as automatons, disconnected from feelings and unable to fully surrender during intimacy. This protective stance particularly affects the anum genital region, which men simultaneously guard yet secretly desire to experience more fully. The penis head, glans, exemplifies this contradiction, exquisitely sensitive yet heavily protected. Many men focus exclusively on gland stimulation during masturbation, never exploring beyond. However, this sensitivity creates vulnerability. Men fear both overstimulation and premature ejaculation, which affects men 3 times more than erectile disorder. This conflict, craving stimulation while fearing loss of control, leads many men to avoid relationships altogether, preferring solitary pleasure with pornography rather than risking sexual failure with partners. The solution isn't reducing pleasure through numbing techniques, but learning to increase and distribute pleasure beyond the glands, slowing down the experience. Beyond the penis lies an unexplored territory of male pleasure. The scrotum contains testicles that respond to gentle handling rather than direct stimulation. The perineum, sometimes called the taint, because it taint one or the other, contains rich nerve endings and erectile tissue that swells during arousal. This region allows access to stimulate the prostate, the male G-spot, through external massage, though this area is typically more heavily guarded than Guantanamo Bay. Men, like women, have a PC, pubococcygeus muscle, that supports pelvic health. Regular exercise of this muscle naturally prolongs sex and allows better distinction between orgasm and ejaculation, leading to more intense climaxes. During typical sex, the penis dominates while other body parts remain tense or desensitized. By opening up the pelvis and engaging his entire pleasure platform, a partner can help a man experience heightened out-of-body sensations that are paradoxically more deeply rooted in physical experience. Men's adult sexual anxieties often trace back to adolescent experiences, embarrassing erections, wet dreams, and masturbation traumas. Many grew up navigating privacy challenges with siblings or intrusive parents, learning to manage their sexual urges stealthily and quickly rather than as opportunities for joyful self-expression. Though sexual arousal is naturally nuanced and progressive, men typically experience it as a rushed path to orgasm, focusing on destination rather than journey. Instead of savoring personal fantasies, they often turn to generic pornography, reserving their innermost desires for static images and anonymous encounters rather than sharing them with willing partners. Desire, the most mysterious stage of sexual response, wasn't initially included in Masters and Johnson's 4-stage model: excitement, plateau, orgasm, resolution. For men, desire and arousal are closely interlinked. Give a man an erection, and he typically wants to use it, explaining Viagra's success. Women's desire, however, requires additional components like intimacy, trust, and security. Men experience three distinct types of erections: psychogenic, brain erections from erotic stimuli, reflex erections from direct genital stimulation, and spontaneous nocturnal erections during REM sleep. Understanding these different pathways matters because each plays a role in arousal. During the plateau phase, which lasts 30 seconds to 2 minutes, a man's prostate and testicles swell, pelvic floor muscles tighten, and he often releases a drop of pre-ejaculatory fluid. This phase marks the approach to ejaculatory inevitability, the point where orgasm becomes unstoppable even without further stimulation. Unlike women, who can lose an orgasm with a sudden change in stimulation right up to climax, men cross a threshold of no return. After sex, the body experiences chemical changes similar to taking opiates, increases in serotonin, oxytocin, vasopressin, and endogenous opioids that relax the body, induce pleasure and satiety, and promote bonding. The post-sex snuggle gap has biological roots. Men often feel physically depleted after ejaculation, wounded in battle, needing recovery, while women remain tingly and alert, sometimes wanting more. This difference stems from physiology. Men require significant blood flow to achieve ejaculation, and afterward, that blood rapidly exits the genitals, causing exhaustion. Sexual craving is fundamentally a neural itch, with our deepest longings occurring in the brain rather than the genitals. The 7-year itch now strikes earlier, with sexual boredom becoming one of the most common complaints among couples just a few years into relationships. This phenomenon has biological roots in how our brains process novelty and familiarity in sexual relationships. When asked if they would have a consequence-free one-night stand, 17 out of 25 happily committed men said yes, compared to only 2 women. Men frequently complain about sexual boredom, "I'd kill for a little strange," while women express similar frustrations, "The only way I can get off with my boyfriend is by pretending one of us is somebody else." Men typically separate sex from love more easily, with their infidelity often driven by excitement and risk. When couples maintain long-distance relationships, their sexual desire often remains stronger because delayed rewards increase dopamine production. As Helen Fisher notes, when a reward is delayed, dopamine-producing cells in the brain increase their work, energizing the brain and driving the pursuer to strive harder. Once in committed relationships, sex becomes expected rather than a reward, diminishing desire. Make-up sex after arguments is intensely satisfying because it has biological underpinnings. Fighting stimulates adrenaline and dopamine production, while aggression and orgasm are neurologically linked in men. However, as relationships mature, passion-driving chemicals diminish while attachment hormones increase, vasopressin in men and oxytocin in women. These provide security but can work against desire, as elevated vasopressin often reduces testosterone. The foundations of stable relationships, trust, familiarity, and predictability, often work against sexual desire. For passionate sex, couples need a separate mental space that embraces unpredictability and novelty. Most long-term couples become trapped in repetitive sex scripts that follow the same pattern from foreplay to goodnight kiss. The solution isn't more of the same mediocre experience, but creating genuine novelty and surprise. Fantasy serves as both the engine of desire and lubricant of arousal, allowing us to experience familiar sex in exciting new ways. While physiologically all orgasms look identical, involving vasoconstriction, myotonia, and pleasurable pelvic contractions, fantasy makes each sexual experience unique and personally meaningful. It represents our sexual fingerprint, differentiating us erotically from others through highly individualized mental scenarios, preferred roles, and specific triggers. Yet many men fear revealing their inner thoughts, worried their partners would think them perverted or judge them harshly for desires that may seem unconventional. The stigma around sexual fantasies originated with Freud's deficiency theory, which claimed only dissatisfied people fantasize, a perspective that pathologized normal human sexuality for generations. Today, we recognize sexuality exists on a continuum where normal and abnormal blend in subtle shades of gray, with most fantasies falling well within healthy boundaries. Research shows that 95% of people regularly engage in sexual fantasy, though approximately 1 in 4 report guilt or fear about their erotic thoughts, especially those from strict, religious, or authoritarian backgrounds who view fantasies as sinful or indicative of mental illness. This shame can create unnecessary psychological barriers to sexual fulfillment and intimate connection. Men's fantasies differ significantly from women's in both content and structure, though media portrayal of male desire is often reductive and oversimplified. While mainstream pornography suggests men are solely fixated on physical attributes and mechanical acts, this represents a fast food approach to male fantasy rather than their true erotic complexity. Studies show only 16% of men versus 41% of women focus on emotional characteristics in fantasies, but this doesn't mean men's fantasies lack depth or meaning. Men typically imagine taking active roles, often fantasize about multiple partners, which alleviates performance pressure, and desire to be sexually irresistible. Common themes include scenarios of sexual abundance, validation of masculine prowess, and freedom from societal judgment. Contrary to stereotypes, many men secretly wish to be dominated or to explore submissive roles, though socialization and cultural expectations often prevent them from acknowledging or acting on these desires. Research indicates that up to 65% of men have fantasized about submission at least occasionally, though few discuss it openly. Our sexual preferences stem from unique love maps, subconscious blueprints formed through childhood experiences, early masturbation fantasies, and psychological needs. These maps develop during crucial periods of sexual awakening and shape our arousal patterns throughout life. Unfortunately, increasing reliance on external triggers, like pornography, can override the organic development of these personal love maps, potentially leading to decreased sexual imagination and difficulty connecting fantasy with real-world intimacy. This disconnection may contribute to sexual difficulties and relationship challenges that many modern men face. Physical health fundamentally shapes sexual desire and performance in men, creating a complex interplay between bodily wellness and intimate satisfaction. Like the natural appetite for food, sexual desire naturally diminishes when the body is unwell or under stress, leading men to either withdraw from sexual activity entirely or approach it mechanically, without genuine engagement. Regular exercise proves transformative through multiple pathways. It increases nitric oxide production, essential for healthy erections, releases feel-good endorphins that enhance mood and arousal, and significantly improves body image and self-esteem. The cardiovascular benefits of exercise are particularly crucial, as strong heart health directly correlates with sexual performance. Unlike women, who typically recognize the intricate connection between body image, emotional well-being, and sexual desire, men often narrowly focus on erectile function as the sole measure of sexual health. This limited view overlooks how comprehensive fitness affects every aspect of male sexuality. The author details how consistent physical activity improves blood flow through enhanced nitric oxide production, releases arousal-enhancing endorphins, and builds confidence through improved physical capability and appearance. These factors combine to create a foundation for sexual vitality that goes far beyond basic function. Diet emerges as another critical factor, with research showing that conditions like heart disease, diabetes, and high blood pressure significantly impair blood flow to the penis. A heart-healthy Mediterranean-style diet, rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean proteins, supports both cardiovascular and sexual health. Specific nutrients play key roles: zinc for testosterone production, L-arginine for nitric oxide synthesis, and antioxidants for overall vascular health. Chronic stress, financial pressures, and poor sleep quality create a cascade of hormonal changes that can devastate male libido. Cortisol, the primary stress hormone, directly suppresses testosterone production when chronically elevated. The author emphasizes how quality sleep, 7 to 9 hours nightly, is essential for hormone balance and sexual health, while chronic sleep deprivation can lower testosterone levels by up to 15%. Targeted supplementation can support sexual health, with evidence supporting the use of L-arginine, pycnogenol, omega-3 fatty acids, and vitamin C and E for improved sexual function. When men experience sexual boredom or disconnection, they often describe intimacy as mechanical and emotionally hollow. The solution isn't simply adding new physical techniques, but developing deeper emotional engagement before, during, and after intimate encounters. This involves practicing mindfulness during sexual activity, expressing vulnerability with partners, and maintaining emotional connection outside the bedroom. Regular exercise and physical wellness create the physiological foundation that allows this deeper emotional connection to flourish. The conventional understanding of foreplay as merely sexual stimulation preceding intercourse positions intercourse as the main event, while diminishing everything before and after as merely prefatory. This limited view creates predictable sexual scripts that leave men anxious about performance, women faking orgasms, and both partners missing opportunities for deeper pleasure. Foreplay should be decoupled from sex. It's about mental stimulation that happens outside the bedroom, while the physical aspects, traditionally called foreplay, should be considered core play. Our culture's fascination with extreme experiences connects to sexual exploration. Kerner introduces an exercise he uses with couples to uncover hidden desires. Participants stand on a bench, imagine they're about to skydive, and simultaneously shout their secret, "I want" sexual statements, a metaphor for how revealing our intimate desires can feel as terrifying as jumping from a plane. This safe-risk approach helps couples step outside their comfort zones, fostering novelty crucial for dopamine production and sexual excitement. The concept of the white tigress, a Chinese term for women who practice disciplined sexual techniques to enhance their health, youthfulness, and rejuvenation, offers another approach. These sexual principles were developed by female Taoists in ancient China, described as a secret society of sexual warriors. The modern application encourages women to find both dragons in their partner, making sex a critical component of life rather than a routine activity. Rather than focusing on mechanical techniques, mental engagement and fantasy are essential. Jenny's "I Had a Dream" technique for sharing fantasies without judgment helped transform her relationship with her sexually introverted partner. Playful exhibitionism, creating excitement through semi-public sexual tension without crossing legal boundaries, can include dressing room encounters, under-the-table restaurant teasing, and subtle displays of sexuality in social settings that build anticipation for later private encounters. Men are ultimately more interested in making love than women, as sex is their primary conduit for expressing feelings and emotional vulnerability. While women typically need emotional closeness before engaging in sex, men often achieve their deepest sense of intimacy through the physical act itself. Male sexuality is more complex than commonly understood, requiring both mental and emotional engagement to sustain long-term desire. Men typically have fewer socially acceptable outlets for emotional expression than women, making sexual intimacy their most authentic and comfortable way to express love, tenderness, and connection. This intricate sex-love connection explains several common male behaviors in relationships. Mature men sometimes deliberately postpone intercourse with potential partners they're serious about, wanting to establish a deeper connection first. Paradoxically, these same men may avoid sharing their deeper sexual fantasies or kinky desires with long-term partners out of respect or fear of judgment. When men become sexually disconnected, emotional disengagement often follows, potentially leading to infidelity or seeking connection elsewhere. Men frequently use physical intimacy to resolve emotional conflicts, believing makeup sex provides genuine resolution, while women may remain emotionally unresolved afterward. Emotional presence is the true currency of great sex, and it begins long before entering the bedroom. Essential techniques for touching his heart include embracing until genuinely connected, practicing meaningful hugging at least 3 times daily for 20-30 seconds, being fully present by protecting intimate space from external interruptions like phones or work stress, practicing eyes-open lovemaking to foster trust and deeper intimacy, kissing with emotional substance rather than just mechanical technique, and maintaining a crucial 5-to-1 ratio of positive to negative interactions in daily life. Male sexual arousal typically follows a compressed trajectory, rated on a 1-to-5 scale, compared to women's more expansive 1-to-10 arousal arc. Most men reach completion within minutes of beginning direct stimulation, creating a fundamental disconnect with women who often need 15 to 30 minutes to become sufficiently aroused. Despite evolutionary wiring for efficiency, research shows most men prefer pleasure and connection over haste when given the opportunity. The key to bridging this gap lies in extending his arousal phase by focusing on often overlooked low-level stimulation, including sensual touching, gentle nibbling, playful teasing, and building anticipation without immediate genital contact. This approach not only enhances physical pleasure, but deepens emotional connection and sexual satisfaction for both partners. Understanding and working with these male emotional sexual patterns can transform intimate relationships, creating deeper bonds and more fulfilling sexual experiences. When partners recognize and honor the unique way men connect emotion with sexuality, it opens new pathways for authentic intimacy and lasting connection. To help a man achieve a full-body, global orgasm rather than just a localized genital release, women should encourage him to relax and embrace the entire sensual experience without pressure to maintain constant erection. Getting him completely naked is essential, as nudity makes him more physically receptive and emotionally vulnerable. Massage releases vasopressin, the male monogamy hormone, promoting calm connection while boosting circulation. Understanding a man's masturbation process reveals his 4-stage arousal pattern: filling, light, unfocused touch to achieve tumescence, grasping and clasping, stretching penile skin while stimulating the frenulum, stroking to ejaculatory inevitability, and stroking through orgasm. As his partner, you must master his unique arousal arc while transcending his efficient self-stimulation habits. Women often err by rushing into heavy stimulation too quickly, stopping too soon during orgasm, or continuing too long afterward. Rather than mechanically applying techniques, focus on connection by placing your hand over his during masturbation to learn his preferences. The goal isn't merely facilitating arousal, but slowing him down to build higher sexual tension than he'd experience alone. Sex should integrate emotional desire, intellectual creativity, and physical arousal. Let him know you're turned on by his arousal and plan to maintain control, taking your time to tease and pleasure him until he can't take more. During the penultimate phase, build tension throughout his body by working locally while thinking globally. Be attuned to his arousal without letting him dictate the pace. The longer you keep him at peak arousal without crossing the point of no return, the more intense his orgasm will be. Gradually transition from non-rhythmic to rhythmic strokes, starting with a 10-to-1 ratio and working toward purely rhythmic stimulation. The buttocks comprise the largest non-genital erogenous zone in the male body, rich with nerve endings that can deliver a deeper, more embodied orgasm than he could achieve alone. Start with external stimulation, pulsating your fingers against his cheeks during oral sex or gripping his buttocks during missionary position to control his movements. Most men will allow stimulation of the perineum, the sweet spot between testicles and anus, which can dramatically increase pleasure when stroked with fingertips or tongue. Great sex isn't about specific techniques, but about the willingness to expand together. As Charlie, a man with an incredible sex life after 10 years of marriage, explains, the secret lies in treating sexuality as an ever-expanding universe rather than something static. Einstein's greatest blunder was assuming the universe was static, and similarly, relationships stagnate when we stop exploring. This principle applies not just to physical intimacy, but to emotional and intellectual connection as well. Sexual desire thrives on novelty and self-expansion. That initial period of falling in love is powerful precisely because we're discovering ourselves through another's eyes. When couples stop asking questions and challenging each other, satisfaction plummets. Research shows that couples who regularly try new activities together report higher levels of relationship satisfaction and sexual desire. This could mean anything from taking a cooking class together to exploring new intimate fantasies. The key is shared discovery and growth. The foundation must be trust and understanding, a fundamental receptivity to evolving desires and fantasies. What makes long-term passion sustainable are the intimate secrets couples share that nobody else knows, the private language, fantasies, and desires that create a unique bond. As Charlie puts it, "Sex reminds me of my wife, and my wife reminds me of sex." This intimate feedback loop creates a powerful connection that strengthens over time, provided both partners remain open to growth and change. Successful couples often describe their relationship as a continuous journey of discovery. They maintain curiosity about each other's evolving needs, desires, and fantasies. This might involve regular check-ins about satisfaction levels, open discussions about new desires, or simply maintaining a playful attitude toward intimacy. Many couples find that scheduling regular adventure dates where they try something new together helps maintain that crucial element of novelty. The most passionate relationships embrace continuous expansion, always finding new territories to explore together. By understanding the complex interplay of male physiology, psychology, and emotional needs, partners can create a sexual relationship that transcends mere technique and touches the deepest aspects of connection. Like the woman on the shaky bridge, the most compelling lovers are those who understand how to create excitement through the perfect balance of security and adventure, turning the ordinary into the extraordinary through knowledge, empathy, and a willingness to step out onto that swaying bridge of desire together. The key is maintaining what therapists call optimal arousal, that sweet spot between comfort and excitement. This might mean introducing small elements of surprise into established routines, sharing new fantasies, or simply changing locations. Successful couples understand that maintaining passion requires both the safety of deep trust and the thrill of continued discovery. They create what relationship experts call a growth-fostering relationship where both partners encourage each other's development while maintaining their strong connection.